Have you ever noticed how bringing home a newborn changes everything? The house feels different, softer somehow. Every sound, every cry, every breath from that tiny baby reminds you that life will never be the same again. And while it's one of the most beautiful seasons, it's also one of the hardest. Sleepless nights, emotional ups and downs, and a rhythm that never quite feels steady. In those moments, couples often wonder how to stay connected, how to truly support each other through the newborn stage. Let's talk about that today. The first thing to remember is that you're on the same team. When you're both exhausted, even small things can feel like big problems. Maybe one of you forgot to warm the bottle or left laundry in the washer again. But this isn't the time to keep score. It's the time to remind each other, we're not opponents, we're partners. Take a breath before you respond. Look at your spouse and remember, we're both learning. A gentle word or a shared prayer can shift the entire tone of your day. Marriage during the newborn stage isn't about perfection, it's about unity. The second way to support each other is to divide responsibilities with grace. There's no one-size-fits-all way to do this. Every couple's rhythm is different. Maybe mom handles feedings while dad takes over burping and changing. Maybe one of you tackles the nighttime hours while the other covers early mornings. The goal isn't to split tasks evenly, it's to share them willingly. Instead of asking, who's doing more? Try asking, what do you need right now? That small question can ease so much tension. Grace, not scorekeeping, keeps love steady when sleep is short. Third, don't underestimate the power of rest and connection. Sleep deprivation can strain even the strongest bond. So take turns resting when you can. A 20-minute nap or a quiet walk together can make all the difference. And connection doesn't have to mean big date nights or long talks. Sometimes it's just sitting together while the baby sleeps. It's whispering, we're doing okay. Because truly you are. Even in this demanding season, keep small moments of love alive. A touch on the shoulder, a word of encouragement, a prayer before bed. Number four, communicate honestly and often. New parenthood brings new emotions. You'll both feel joy, fear, frustration, and love, often all at once. Be honest about how you feel, even when it's hard. Say, I'm overwhelmed, instead of pretending to be fine. Say, I need help, before resentment builds. And if you don't have the energy for long talks, write short notes to each other. Something as simple as thank you for last night, or I'm sorry I snapped earlier, can heal a lot of tension. Remember, communication is connection, even in small doses. Fifth, accept help and let go of perfection. You don't have to do everything. Say yes when someone offers to bring dinner, fold laundry, or watch the baby for an hour. The dishes can wait. The laundry can wait. What matters most right now is peace. You'll have time to get back to routines later. For now, focus on keeping your home gentle and your marriage kind. Number six, pray together and keep your faith at the center. There will be moments when you're too tired to find the right words. That's okay. Even a whispered thank you, Lord, during a midnight feeding can bring peace to your heart. Galatians 6 verse 9 reminds us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You are sowing seeds of love and faith in your family every single day, and it's holy work. If you can, read a short devotional together once a week or pray over your baby as you hold them. These small spiritual moments anchor your hearts and remind you that you're not doing this alone. Seventh, celebrate small wins. Maybe today you got the baby to nap longer. Maybe you finally showered. Maybe you just survived the day without snapping at each other. That's a win too. Speak encouragement out loud. Say, you're doing great, or I see how hard you're trying. Those small affirmations breathe life into tired hearts. And finally, extend grace. Grace for your spouse. Grace for yourself. There will be hard days. You'll both make mistakes. But love grows deeper when you choose forgiveness over frustration. When you see your partner struggling, don't focus on what they didn't do. Look for the effort they made. You are both learning, both growing, both doing your best with what you have. The newborn stage doesn't last forever, but the lessons you learn here will stay with you. Every diaper change, every midnight feeding, every prayer whispered through exhaustion, it's all shaping the story of your marriage. So hold each other close. Remember that you're stronger together than apart. And when you feel like you've reached your limit, let God fill the space between you. You've got this. And more importantly, God's got you both. This has been How to Support Each Other Through the Newborn Stage from Blissfully Wedded. For more faith marriage inspiration, visit blissfullywedded.com.